Hey everyone, Brian Porter here. Welcome to our next episode of Dear Guitar Industry. Now again, we are simulcasting this on our podcast page. You can find that on the Podbean platform. You can find that on many other podcast streaming platforms. We're also going to be on YouTube if you want to watch this. And also YouTube is the place that you can leave comments on each of these subjects. So you're going to see a lot of these Dear Guitar Industry topics continue to come out. I think we're four or five shows into this specific kind of vein that we're going to stay in for as long as we feel like it. If you have any topics that you'd like for us to cover, if you have anything that you think would be interesting or you just want to get our take on it, not that we are the experts or not that we have all the right answers to the different takes, but we're going to just dive into a lot of these topics from our perspective as a gear fans and also as a gear company as well. So here we go. We're going to dive into this subject in just a moment, but I'm going to mention our pickup chooser form. This is a simple form on the site. You can see it on the top of the navigation page at porterpickups.com. This is a form you can fill out. This allows us to get to know you and what your gear is, and then we can recommend a set of pickups for your guitar or multiple guitars. We've had people fill this out multiple times each time they want to change a set of pickups out. So we're going to offer that for you, free to fill out, no obligation to do anything with the information that we give you back, but it's going to be a personalized thing. We're not doing a auto reply form or not doing some sort of robot that tells you what to buy. It's actually going to be a real person, and it's going to be one of us here on the team, either myself, Marco, or sometimes Jeremy as well, one of the guys that will reach out to you and just talk gear and talk options. If you have questions about what might sound good, if you have questions about what might look good, you can upload a picture of your guitar as well. All right, so we're going to dive into this next topic. This is all about influencers. Now, influencers is a word that I am not a big fan of that word. It sometimes comes with some negative feelings if I'm really honest and transparent. And that's what I'm trying to do with these shows is be honest and transparent about the influencer thing, about other parts of the gear industry, as I mentioned before. So we're going to jump into this subject. If you have comments on what I have to say, if you have comments in general, thoughts, opinions, everyone likes to share those. Use that, our YouTube video, to share those. So if you're watching this on YouTube, great. Just leave some comments below. If you're listening to this, any podcast platforms, the YouTube link is going to be below to our channel. You can find this topic video. Jump in and talk to us about this influencer thing. All right, so I'm going to hit you with a couple things I think about influencers, kind of the good, bad, and the ugly, I guess, of influencers. And this is something I see in the guitar industry all the time, and something that makes my skin crawl sometimes, and other times it's great. And so how does that look? How does that feel as a company owner? So I'm going to give you my perspective. Again, I don't have the right answers. I don't have the perfect solution or the perfect opinion on this. I'm just going to tell you kind of off the top of my head how I feel about the influencer subject. So I'll start with the good side of influencers. So I think of influencers as fans of your product, as people who want to demo your product. And then it gets into the paid influencers, which they may not like the product, but they're going to get paid to showcase it. And sometimes they'll say positive things, even though they don't maybe feel fully positive about what you're sharing. There's you know, we all know the different YouTube personalities out there where some people will say, this is the best guitar I've ever played, and every video says it's the best guitar they've ever played, which is obviously a straight lie. And other people will say, well, this is pretty good, but maybe, you know, some of the reviews are kind of soft. They might say, well, this is good, but, you know, I don't like the color of this pedal. And so that's something that's pretty neutral, non-offensive. They don't want to maybe make the people who pay for the reviews get too mad. And so that's one kind of good and bad side of the industry. You can find some guys that you really trust. I recommend maybe three or four guys that you trust to watch videos. One of our last shows was about gear release fatigue, and are you worn out by seeing a million different gear release videos? And sometimes you just got to find a couple guys that just love the way they do reviews. For me, it would be, you know, Andy Martin, you know, of Premier Guitar, or of a Pro Guitar Shop, now Reverb. Kind of, he's just one of the classic guys. I just love watching the way he demos products. Also, Sean Tubbs is another one that I enjoy watching his videos, and I feel like they're pretty straightforward and kind of real, down to earth, more like a buddy talking to you about the gear that you're interested in. So the other side of the influencers is kind of like this shady, the watered down side. We have been, as a company, we've been kind of burned by the influencer thing where sometimes an influencer or influencer company may be reviewing products and then all of a sudden they'll change. And sometimes they're changing because they're getting paid to change. Sometimes they're changing just because they decide they like something different. And that has actually burned us in the past in several different ways where people would promote our products pretty heavily and then all of a sudden just like ghost us, skip town and not really promote things anymore and then kind of move to different brands. And that's fine. Again, as I mentioned, it's all about putting that thing together from their side of things. But negatively, that sometimes impacts our company or other companies who kind of have a couple guys that are in their corner and then seemingly aren't in their corner anymore. And then it turns kind of a negative in the sense of any of the people that follow those influencers now switch to another company. So this happens with artists all the time. An artist will be endorsing a company and then they switch to another company. And the people that really love that artist now switch to that product. And so that's kind of the dark side of the way, you know, and I wouldn't say artists are always influencers, but they influence people in a way. So that's kind of my take on that end of things. Sometimes it can get a little messy and a little ugly and you get yourself out there and you kind of wonder, okay, how long is this going to last? Is it going to be worth the investment? Maybe the investment is small, but there's a lot of influencers and review guys that charge a couple thousand bucks for a video. Now, if you're looking at trying to get 10 of those guys at you know, $1,500, I mean, that's a sizable investment in getting your product out there. So this is kind of my thoughts on this influencer thing. I kind of have my good, bad, and ugly. You know, I think it's really good in some ways and then kind of really weird and kind of really messy in other ways. And to be honest, as a gear company owner, I don't know always how to figure out how far something is going to go. So if I start working with some people, is it going to be like a year or two and then they're going to move on to the next thing? Is it going to be a week and I send a bunch of stuff, paid a bunch of money, and then are they going to just flip stuff around in a week and kind of be part of the content machine? And that's another part of the fatigue that I mentioned in the gear release video. Just kind of, you know, if I'm going to be a part of this gear release machine and putting my products out there, how is it going to impact? Am I going to get return on my investment? Am I going to feel like I wasted my money? So there's a lot of those things that seem to be on my mind all the time. So what do you guys think about this subject of influencers? Do you hate the word? Do you like the word? Do you see where it can be an advantage? Do you see where it can be a disadvantage? I'd love to have a discussion in the YouTube section of the comments below on this video. Thank you guys for watching so much. You can check us out at porterpickups.com and we'd love to know your thoughts below on this. Take care.